Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to challenge conventional beliefs about what's possible in creating health, wealth, and happiness. You are listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. This hit show is providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. It is time to open and expand your awareness, accelerate your well-being, as Megan shares wisdom, teachings, and experience from a lifelong journey of the heart. Enact the power of radical change with ease and lift your desires to a new perspective. Now, here's Playing on the Edge Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Playing on the Edge Radio. With me, I get to join the host of this show, Megan Edge, Radical Change with Ease. Today, we're talking about on the edge of our seats. For those of you that tune in all the time, you know who Megan Edge is and the great work she's doing in the world. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, what I want you to know and just lean into for today is, you know, when people show up like Megan and look at what is my life path and think about who can I help, she has worked with women all over the world. She is a master healer, a teacher, international radio host, public speaker, writer, author of The Heart's Journey and the Heart's Healing Hearts Oracle Cards Guidebook, etc. But beyond that, you know, Megan is that person that takes a look in the outer world and says, what can we bring to people to help them engage, to help them heal, and to help them live their best lives? Today, Megan, talk about today's show. What we're talking about is on the edge of our seats. Tell us about that.
On the edge of our seats. I'm so excited for this show. Think about what that means when you're on the edge of your seat. You're excited. You're leaning forward. You're wanting to know what's going to happen next. And that's what we're talking about today. We are talking about what is going to happen next. This is a show all about predicting the future, predicting outcomes, looking at why we care about the future, why we want to try to plan it, why we want to try to make it happen in certain ways, and why as a species, we're so fascinated with what other people think about what's going to happen to us. So fascinated, in fact, that we often give away our own autonomy, our own capacity to create our future to someone else's ideas and predictions. So, Pat, we are going to have so much fun today looking at ways in which we can connect with the future, what the future actually even is, what we think is going to happen this year. It's going to be a blast.
It is going to be a blast. And, you know, one of the things I want to say is, and this is for me today where I sit, there are things that I intuitively have a sense of for myself. But there are things right now that I never saw coming. Mm. So when we look towards 2021, Megan and I are going to pull from a number of different places. Because when you hear about what we're going to say and what this could mean for you, you might have a sense of your own destiny, right? Mm-hmm. But Megan, we are fascinated with the future. I know that for me, I've never really leaned into it. You know, my friends say to me, they don't know anybody that lives more in the present than I do. And that doesn't mean I don't have a vision, but that hasn't always been the case with me. And I know when I got to be in front of Sylvia Brown, I don't know, like over a decade ago, and I heard her talk about some things, I just thought, nah, she's crazy. That ain't ever going to happen. But tell me, what is our fascination with the future?
I believe that our desire, our need to know the future comes from our understanding, or what we think of as our understanding of time. Time as a concept, time as an experience. unlike other creatures on this planet, we seem to have this fascination with not only what's going to happen tomorrow, but what's going to happen next year, 5 years, 10 years. We make lists, we plan, we put together vision boards. We have a capacity, a mental capacity, to think beyond tomorrow. And we have a belief that we don't know what it's going to look like beyond tomorrow. And so we are curious and fascinated about what that could possibly be. And in some cases, it's significant that we want to know when we're going to die, for example, so we can plan ahead, or we want to know who's going to win the next election, or if we're going to win the next election, whatever it might be. Rulers and military leaders throughout time have always had the seer on board as part of the team, the magician, whatever you want to call him or her, who would predict the outcome of the battle in order for that king or that leader to be able to say, this is what's going to happen. You know, God is on our side and has predicted we're going to win this. It's a way for us to plan what's going to happen next. And because we have a sense of time, of past, present, and future, we create relationships with these concepts. So we have this belief that what has happened in the past is done and over. We can't change it, can't go back to it, it's completed. What's happening right in front of us is the only thing that we can have any effect on. And then the future is this nebulous, weird place where we can't really grasp what it's going to look like or what it's going to be like. At least that's what we believe. But part of what we're going to be talking about today is that maybe that's not actually how it is. It's just the way we see things or the way we have decided that things are. And that in fact, we can know what the future is because we know what the past is.
You know what I find interesting about it is that, you know, there have been different points in time in my life where I've looked at questions that have been asked. And I think about this from a career perspective, right? I've worked in, you know, a Fortune 50 company in what was once known as the telephone company. And I remember our president, not really like the best guy to get along with, but I remember some of his predictions. And I remember him trying to get everybody to buy into his predictions. Mm-hmm. And I thought about this the other day. And then I thought about why the phone system and the phone companies literally were annihilated. Mm-hmm. This is a man that said, one day you won't have to speak through a device on your table. One day you'll be able to look at each other. And back in 75, mm-hmm. the technical arm of the phone company developed the picture phone. 75,
yeah.
The picture phone. It was big. It looked like a giant, you know, one of the first Apple Mac One big fat monitor thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked. So no fiber, no wireless, but a picture phone.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a picture phone today? Why doesn't that company still exist? Nobody else believed it.
Well, we do have a picture phone. It's called a cell phone.
Well, we do now.
Now we do.
And Zoom, right?
Yes. And yeah, what we're doing right now, Facebook Live. I mean, it's so fascinating when tapping into technology. When I was doing research for our show today, I did a lot of research into who would we consider to be the futurists of the 20th century. And it was almost exclusively tech related. It was individuals who had a long-term vision and could see, based on the current technology of the time, of the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, even the 70s, what could be possible. And I think that to be a futurist or to be someone who predicts the future, you have to be imaginative. You absolutely have to connect with your imagination. You have to think outside the box. You have to be able to think big, to look at what is the biggest way that this could manifest? How could it go? And beyond that, you have to have a bit of a fantasy mind. I mean, I go back to Star Trek all the time. I grew up with Star Trek. I remember those very early Star Treks when it was the little speaker, you know, the little thing on their chest that would help them connect to the ship, or the beam me up, or as we got farther along in Star Trek, there were all of these technologies that were showing up on a television show, which we now have in our day-to-day lives. So was Radbury predicting the future? Was he a time traveler? Maybe he came from the future and he came back and said, hey, let's start this. Let's create this, the flip phone. Let's create travel. Who knows? Beam me up. I can't wait for that one to happen. You know, it's so interesting that we can see when the future has been predicted only when we arrive at that future point. Right? So we can look back to Star Trek. We can look back to the early days of IBM. We can look back to all of these technology moguls, these giants who made these predictions. And then we can see what do we have in front of us right now to determine the percentage of their correct predictions. Now, we don't have flying cars yet, but we have self-driving cars. So maybe that's the next thing. It might just be a longer time before that prediction shows up and becomes our present from where we had placed it in the future.
Well, you know, you were talking about predicting the future. And I would say that a lot of people listening pretty much are thinking, oh, I don't have that ability, right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't pinpoint those times where we actually are demonstrating it, because we think predicting the future is a mega event, right?
Right.
When we say predict the future, we think about Sylvia Brown. Mm-hmm. When I interviewed her, she talked about what's happening right now in the world, right? She talked about, and I think it was in one of her books, mm-hmm. where she literally goes through and describes a pandemic.
Yeah.
And I don't know when she brought that up, but we don't really stop to think about and celebrate these day-to-day things we do, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These unfoldings day to day, aren't they equally important? And what is happening when we do predict the future?
Well, they absolutely are equally important, the day to day. And when the question comes up of, you know, who can predict the future? My response to that is anybody. We can all predict the future. We are intuitive psychic beings. As a species, that is one of our qualities. Because we have imagination, because we have curiosity, because we can imagine what it might look like tomorrow or the next day or when that thing happens, we are already predicting the future in that moment. Whether or not it unfolds the way that we think it should or it could is irrelevant to the fact that that's already what we're doing. We are already, the minute that we think of what's going to happen next week or what will it be like when I'm married or what will it look like when I have that dream job, we are already connecting to the future and helping to create it. So it isn't actually a mystery. It isn't a superpower that we should be giving away to somebody else. One of the quotes that I have on my computer to remind myself of this at all times, and I used it when I was doing the description of our show, is this one right here, which is the best way to predict your future is to create it, right? You have that capacity. We all have that capacity. However, we're not taught that necessarily. We're not taught to use our intuition for the most part either, which is a lot of the work that I do. In fact, I would say 100% of the work that I do is fundamentally around helping people to see their intuition, to see how they're using it, and to see how they could use it even better, to make it a superpower. And one of those things is to be able to determine, what do I want in my life? What are mm-hmm. my goals? What do I want to manifest? What is my destiny? And we can talk about whether destiny is set in stone or it's not, or whether only God or whoever has the right to determine our future. But really, at the end of the day, everything we do in a day, we predicted it the day before.
Yeah. And this is really, and let's talk about this too, because there are many things that you and I could talk about. We could point to specific things, you know, especially when we start to talk about vision boards and creating goals, mm-hmm. and we talk about manifesting. You know, part of this too is what you do to help people, you know, hone these skills, right? Hone in on them, right? Yeah. Manifesting. So I want to take a minute before we keep going. There are things you're doing even now to help people use this innate talent. Tell us about some of the things you're doing. And of course, let's not forget, you also have the Healing Hearts Oracle cards and guidebook.
I do. And one of the gifts, or the gift that I want to put out to our audience today, is that I am offering a complimentary 12-month energy reading, which is a service that I've created that allows us, by working with the Oracle cards, to pull a card for each month for the next 12 months at the point of the reading, to see what kind of energy is being reflected through the message in the card that the person might be bringing into that four-week period of that month. And having that as a guidepost, not anything that's written in stone, and we'll talk about that later, but having that as a guidepost that, you know, March might be the month where it's really important to focus on family because it was a family card that showed up. April's a really good month to put yourself out there in the world because the public speaking card showed up, right? So this is a service that I offer. It's $250 normally, and this is what I want to give to some lucky person today as a way to help them set their goals and intentions for 2021 and to see what that looks like. So that's an ongoing service that I have. What I'm also offering now, starting on Monday, in fact, so we're getting close, but there's still lots of room for people to jump in, is my 8 power steps to becoming a master manifester. And this is a fabulous deep dive, 8-week live interactive program that I've created out of all of my learnings and trainings and my own personal experience that examines 8 different ways in which we can, first of all, identify what's in the way of us being abundant human beings, learn how to shift those things that are no longer serving us, and then move into really proven steps and methods to access our creativity and our imagination and our ideas of what it is we want to have happen in our lives, and then actually see the unfolding of it. So if people are interested in that, they can hop over to my website. We're still taking registrations right now and up until the first week of the program, and see all the details and come and join us. It's an amazing journey, just an incredible journey. And you really will see the most fabulous results because they're coming from you. And I'm there to help you figure them out.
You and I have so much direct experience with this that part of this is we get to talk about this because we've actually used these tools. Mm-hmm. And then even though we're surprised, I mean, nobody was more skeptical of the vision board than I was. But, you know, this what came out of my first vision board was unprecedented. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, it's one thing to have something happen, and then it's another thing to have it witnessed. We're going to take a short break, Megan. When we come back, we're going to talk about all of the above and how to hone in on these skills, really to navigate through what we're going through today.
Yes.
To navigate through what many of us are calling disbelief, you know, and it's happening to all of us. It's happening to all of us. You know, I got an email this morning. First of all, the contents of the email was shocking, but the person that sent it was even more shocking. And I think, how do we navigate the unexpected? Let's take a short break and we come back more from Megan Edge. Yeah, we got cards. We're going to help hone in. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Hey, everybody.
It makes me think of that song, Time Keeps on Slipping into the Future. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Time keeps on slipping.
That's an old school one, I think, right, Benny? I think that's kind of old.
I love that song.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm more of a dark side of the moon time. Of course I am. Everybody, welcome to Playing on the Edge here. Today we're talking about being on the edge of your seat. Megan, before we get rolling here, I want to say, everybody, we are going to pull cards for you today. So please get your questions ready. And one of you who does call in to have Megan do this will receive the gift she mentioned. She's going to tell us about what the gift is one more time, Megan, and tell us about how this is going to unfold. 1-800-930-2819. Those of you on Facebook, when you're over there, just tell us if you'd like Megan to pull a card for you and what your question is. So again, 1-800-930-2819. Over on Facebook, you can just type it in and David will put it up in our chat as well as Benny. All right, tell us about this, Megan.
Perfect. Okay, so oracle cards are a wonderful tool for tapping into your own energy field, your own experiences, and the guidance that is there for you from your own higher self is essentially what they're used for. Tarot cards or oracle cards, two different sides of the same kind of material, same kind of tool that we use to do this sort of work. The idea is that with a question in mind of some future goal, desire, event, you pull a card and you meditate on the message from that card. The 12-month energy reading, which is the giveaway today, we do a really deep dive. It's an in-depth session where we pull a card for each month of the 12 months going forward from the time that we do the reading. So it doesn't take 12 months. It takes 90 minutes. But we look at what are you projecting into the future energetically. And because of our understanding of time as being compartmentalized, not only do we have past, present, and future, but we divide time into months and then weeks and then days and hours and minutes as a way for us to navigate time and understand it. So we have an energy around January. We have an energy around February and March. And what we're doing is tapping into that energy that yourself, your soul, has put forward that you're going to meet when you get there. Having the information is not only a guidepost, but it's like a heads up. You know, if May is a really good month for you to go traveling, then that might be the time to book your vacation. You don't have to go traveling in May. Nothing, when we look at the future, is written in stone. Everything is changeable, but it gives you a sense of what would be the best fit for the energy of that time period. And then you have free will. You can do with the information anything that you want with it. And ultimately, you are the one responsible for the actions and decisions and choices that you choose to make based on the information that you have been given, or that you have been provided with.
Yeah, sometimes it's just that little bit of insight that one might need to literally rocket forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
What I say to all my clients when we do a session, whether we're looking at the future or we're dealing with present experiences or we're healing things from the past, what I say to all of them is that they're not going to hear anything from me that they don't already know on some level. Right? I don't know more than you know about you. You know the most about you. Don't give me that power. I don't want it because it's not mine. You know these things already. What working with someone like me does is confirm for you the things you already know. And sometimes we need that confirmation because it gives us permission to take that next step, whatever it happens to be.
Look, the best way that I know to really step into the energy of this is to join, participate. 1-800-930-2819. And let's go right ahead to the phones. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
Yeah, Kathy's joining us from Maryland area. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
Good, thank you. And you?
Pretty good.
How can we help you today?
My question is, whenever lately I have a reading, someone will say you're on the edge. Something is going to expand for you spiritually.
Beautiful. So I love that you're on the edge, and you are actually now on the edge. You're playing on the edge with us today. That's great. Well, Kathy, have you noticed that when you get readings done and something continues to show up over and over again, that it will continue to show up over and over again until you have accepted it, until you've said yes to it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So are you ready for an expansion of your spiritual awareness? Do you feel ready?
Yes.
Are you a little bit concerned about what that might require of you?
Yeah, there's a little fear there.
Yeah. So as we've been talking, I've been shuffling my cards. This is my deck of oracle cards, the Healing Hearts. And the heart card that has shown up for you is called Healing Hearts. No word of a lie. And what it says is, it takes many to heal one. Ask for help and be open to support. You are not meant to take this walk alone. Reach out to others, as your story will be healing to them as well. And as I read that, I get covered in my goosebumps. We're hitting something that's really important here for you. Stepping into an expanded spiritual awareness will create a healing for you. It may show up as a healing crisis. I don't want you to be afraid of that. All that means is that something that you've been holding on to tightly in your body, some kind of wounding, needs to be released. It needs to come forward. And the way that your soul is crying out for that to happen is by stepping into this spiritual awareness. It doesn't have to take a lot of hard work, though. All it needs is for you to say yes, take a deep breath, and allow the direction to show up for you. You don't have to make it happen. In fact, you really can't resist it anyways. So it either shows up and you're a willing participant, or it shows up and you dig your heels in. But either way, it's going to show up. And the healing that happens, while it will be uncomfortable and perhaps potentially even painful at the time, it is required. It is absolutely required for you to step into your brilliance, because I feel, just like other people have said to you, this is coming through as well for you. I feel like there is something that's waiting for you to show up for it. There's some way for you to show up in a bigger way to make a bigger difference in the world for yourself, first through your own story and healing that piece of that story, and then being able to share that with others. Does that land for you, Kathy?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Beautiful.
It really does. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. All the best for 2021.
One of the things, Kathy, for sure, is that sometimes when you get a question and then you get an answer, then you get another question. And please feel free to contact Megan. For sure. And look at some of the things she's doing. We're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk about the giveaway for a minute. Tell folks what you are actually giving away.
I'm giving away a 90-minute session called a 12-month energy reading. This values for $250. And in this time, we pull an oracle card from a variety of different oracle card decks, mine as well as others, to tap into what is the energy that you are bringing into each month of the next 12 months. It becomes an energetic roadmap. And some of my clients in the past have taken, well, we take a photograph of all the cards at the end, and I send you that photograph, and they put the cards up on their calendars with a reminder to go back and listen to the audio recording, which is also provided as part of this offering, to remember what it was that we said about how the energies are unfolding for that month and what might be their best and highest decisions to make in that month as that information has come in for them. It's a really unique way of looking to the future and being able to connect with what we have already put in place for ourselves. I don't know of anyone else who's doing anything like this, and there may be, and if there are, that's wonderful, but I have never come across a reading quite like this. It's really quite unique.
One of the things I want to make sure people know is, how do they get a hold of you? How do they find out about all of the things that you're doing?
Yes, especially if you're interested in the 8 power steps to becoming a master manifester, because we want to get that class filled and we've only got a few days left to do it in. So the best way to reach out to me and to see all the things that I'm doing and offering is to head over to my website, which is at meganedge.ca, www.meganedge.ca. From there, you can contact me through the website. You can also find me on Facebook at Megan Edge Healing or Megan Edge. I'm on LinkedIn at Megan Edge Healing. We have a fabulous YouTube channel with over 400 videos that I've created, from workshops, from teachings, from trainings, from my podcasts, from my Essential Oils program, from Magic, Mystery, and Mayhem, which is one of my podcasts, as well as all of our episodes of our show, Playing on the Edge. So lots of ways to find me. Google Megan Edge, and I will pop up.
There you go. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Can we know the future, and why do we want to know? And this is a question that has really, in my lifetime, probably hasn't been as relevant as it is today. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Megan's going to take us on a journey of why some things manifest, why some things don't, maybe. And how does this look? How does one express this prediction? How do you do it? Mm. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real, lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Such a good song. Good.
Such a good song.
I know. It's really good. We're going to talk about predictions, but we're also going to talk about real examples.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about what will fuel a manifestation, mm-hmm. right? You know, what will get you to be a manifestation magnet or not? Megan, before we jump into this, because we might go ahead and skip the next break, Kathy, if you are listening, and I hope you are, and maybe I think you're also on Facebook, would you please call back into the show, 1-800-930-2819. We need to get some information because why, Megan?
Because, Kathy, I would like to offer you the 12-month energy reading.
Dang, I want one too. So, Kathy, you're going to have to call in for that, please, because we need to get some information. We need your full name, phone number, email, and then Megan will connect with you directly. 1-800-930-2819. Please call back again. All right, let's talk about this. You and I both have examples that we could share between things that we are intending and we're wishing and we're hoping. And hoping we're doing it. And sometimes things like pop, 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 they're just there.
Mm-hmm.
Other times they're not. Talk about this a little bit, but also your experiences. I mean, we're not talking about this because we just yanked something off a dang shelf and figured out that, oh, let's talk about this today. You and I have real live experiences. Let's get down into it.
Absolutely. So ever since I was a little girl, I've been fascinated with the future. I've been fascinated with time, just the whole concept and idea of time. So it's not a real stretch for me to make the assumption that, of course, I could know what was going to happen in the future, or at least get a sense of how it might unfold. And then as I grew up, I took that that fascination and that interest and really started to practice and learn how to connect into this timeline that we call past, present, and future. And part of my explorations led me to the Seth material. And if anyone in our audience is familiar with Jane Roberts and the Seth material, know what I'm talking about. If not, and you're interested in all of the things that we talk about on our shows, I highly recommend that you go and get yourself the Seth materials and start reading those books. They're amazing. Seth, long ago, like we're talking 30, 40 years ago, he was talking about quantum physics. He was talking about this idea and concept, or in his case, what it was his truth, that in fact, time is not linear. We create a linear timeline because that's how it makes sense to us, that time passes. We do have that visceral experience of getting older or watching a plant grow and then die and reseed itself. We watch our children grow up. We watch our parents get old and die. We see that there's something going on that creates change in our lives in a progression that is predictable. And so we call that linear time. But what the field of quantum physics is now understanding, and what Seth was talking about all those decades ago, is that time is in fact simultaneous. All things are happening at the same time. And it's tricky to talk about it without talking about past, present, and future and getting caught up in the language of it. But essentially, the reason that we can tap into the future is because the future exists simultaneously with every single moment that we are experiencing right now. And it exists in something called happen tracks. And a happen track is where the future unfolds based on the decisions that you make in the moment.
Aha.
Okay. So if I make a decision to turn left instead of right, I'm going to have the experience of whatever is waiting for me when I turn right. But what was going to be waiting for me if I were to turn left is still there. So I, on a different level of consciousness and awareness, can have the experience simultaneously of both the results and outcome of turning right and turning left. And the same thing happens when we project into the future.
All right. All right. Story.
Yes.
Let's talk story.
Okay. Let's talk story.
So sometimes, right, and I just want to say this, is sometimes, let's talk vision board. Can we use the vision board example?
Sure.
Because we've talked about it a little bit.
Yep.
If I didn't have my knee in my ice pack, I'd get up and go get my blank vision board to show you the vision board that I use. Do you use a vision board? Do you do a little bit of that?
I teach about vision board and I have done vision board before. I don't use it on a regular basis anymore. I've created other techniques that I now teach people how to work with. But certainly the vision board is fabulous. And if you love cutting up pieces of magazine and sticking them on paper, by all means.
Yeah. I use it. And I'm like you. I haven't used it in a long time. But I use it now because it helps me weed out what I think I want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And get to what I really want. Are there other ways to do that? Yeah. But I think given where I am today, you know, I'd like that extra visual tool. And by the way, maybe I'll go get it and plug it in. I got it. It's on a large thing. I've painted it gold and I've got a light on it that you, okay, that's,
beautiful.
There we just go. All right, I want to ask you about this. Let's talk story. And basically I want to hear from people out there. 1-800-930-2819. What's worked for you? What hasn't? My first introduction to this was way back, like 2000, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe before Catherine Ponder, Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. I don't know. But here's the short version of it. I just finished school and I was asked to do postdoctoral research. And everybody's very excited. I put the paper together, an agonizing process, really it is.
Mm-hmm.
Put the paper together, sent it out. Sent it to the people in the APA and the conference that was coming to Seattle. And I just followed the instructions of my chair. She said, do it. I did it, right? Mm-hmm. But I was really excited about it and put it on my vision board that this paper would win best paper.
Okay.
Put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call, it's on there, and I'm doing a prayer because I pray about these things. And I'm actually doing it with a practitioner. And in the middle of the thing, the computer pings and the email comes in. Oh, by the way, your paper's been accepted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Vision board, Yahoo.
Yeah.
Praying, ping. Oh, we made a mistake.
Hmm.
You're number 13. We can only take 12. Now, at that point,
right,
you'd be like, I am lighting this vision board on fire. Oh, my goodness. Let us break it up. But I'm with a practitioner, and she says, doesn't matter.
Right.
Ping. Great news for you. Better news for you. Your dissertation just got dissertation of the year out of 1,600 people. Now, why am I sharing this story? For a lot of people, is that a big deal? Really, not in the world of big deal things, not really.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a moment where I could have shifted my energy from one of gratitude for even being considered. Talk about the importance of the energy we hold and the conviction of our belief.
Yes, and this is such a great example, Pat. And this really comes down to the language that you're using to tell your story, the truth of your desire. There's a little bit of destiny thrown in there just for good measure. And then it's about your vibration. The reason that a vision board can be effective is not because the vision board itself holds any magic. It's because of your focus. You have created a desire and a goal and an energy, and then you've splashed gold paint on it and made it look really pretty. And that act of splashing the gold paint on it is what connects you at a very deep level to the desire. Now, the outcome isn't always what we think it's going to be. It can be different because we can get caught up in the human thinking of what the best possible outcome could be or what it is we think we want. The universe, and this is where we are going to get into a little bit of the mystical here. The universe, your higher self, God, goddess, Yahweh, spaghetti flying monster, whatever it is, has a different picture. They have a bigger picture of what the possibilities are. And they're not limited by what we think is possible. So when I do this kind of predictive work with people, the caveat is always at the end of stating whatever your want is, whatever your desire is, at the end of creating your vision board, you say this or something better. Can you imagine something even better than what it is that you have limited yourself to wanting? That takes it to a whole other level. The other thing is that if something doesn't turn out the way you wanted it to turn out, so what does that open up for you? And really get truthful with yourself. What did you really want? Right? And then the ultimate, I mean, at the end of the day, it might just be really kind of too bad that it didn't work out the way you wanted it to work out. And now you have disappointment, and now you get to work with disappointment, because disappointment and how you manage disappointment and whether you're willing to see the glasses half full or half empty is in fact one of the themes that you've brought into this lifetime to work with. And so events will show up that give you the opportunity to do that, right? Bottom line is you don't have to be right about anything that you're predicting. And sometimes you're not going to be right because it isn't just about you. There are other players involved to help create things,
right,
and allow things to happen.
Right.
You know, like one of the real-time exercises I want to do with everybody before
yes, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do this. Okay, so we talked about oracle cards and we worked with them as a tool. You don't actually need any of these tools because you already have the knowing inside of you. But it can be validating to use a tool. It can help with focus. It can help with all kinds of things. So we use them and they're fun to use them. What I have here is my necklace that I was wearing today, and I'm using this as a pendulum. And for anyone who isn't familiar with pendulum, all it is something heavy that hangs on the end of a rope or a string or a chain in this case, that taps in and connects with your body's yes or no. We can only ask a yes or no question to the pendulum. It's not going to give you if and ors and buts and all of that. It's just yes or no. Okay.
Right.
So the question I want to ask is about COVID, because we are on the edge of our seats about all of this, right? We hit the end of 2020 and a whole collective sigh went up. And we went, okay, great. It's 2021 now. It's going to get better. But COVID doesn't know that. It's a virus. It doesn't know anything about the Gregorian calendar. It's not giving us any significance around all of that. But it will pass. So the question that I wanted to ask is when, right? Well, actually, the first question is, will it pass? So let's do that one first.
Yeah, let's.
Okay, so will COVID pass? So this is my yes. And for those of you who are listening on the radio, what my pendulum is doing is swinging back and forth towards the screen, I guess, if that's helpful. Anyways, yes. It's my yes. And it's a really powerful yes. Look at how it's moving. All right. And for those of you who are watching, please notice I'm not moving my arm. This is energy that's coming down into this. This is not magic. It's just energy. Okay. So yes, COVID will pass. But you know what? We know that. You can predict that without being a rocket scientist, because plagues have always come and gone. The question then becomes when. So I ask, will it pass in the next 4 months? And my pendulum is now swinging right to left instead of front to back. That's my no. No, it will not pass in the next 4 months. Will it pass in the next 5 months? I'm still getting a no. Will it pass in the next 6 months? And now it's starting to move and we're getting a yes. But if you're watching this, you'll see it's not a very enthusiastic yes. So in 6 months, my prediction is, based on what I'm hearing or seeing here, is that COVID will start to recede in the next 6 months. When will COVID be completely gone, or at least gone enough that we can go back to some kind of normal life? Will it be 7 months? And the pendulum goes to no. Will it be 8 months? Will it be 9 months? Okay, come on, I want a good answer here. Will it be 10 months? And now it starts to go back to yes. So can we say that in 10 months, we will be back to some form of normal? Yes, we're getting a really big yes from here. But here's the caveat. This prediction is based on the energy of today, of this moment that we're asking the questions. If nothing changes and everything stays on course, you can hold me accountable. In 6 months, things start to slow up. And in 10 months, we're off. We're not wearing masks anymore. And businesses are open again. And we're back to some kind of recovery from all of this.
Yeah.
But I don't need to be right about that. It might change. Something else might show up that we can't see right now because having that information won't be helpful to us right now. Right? So for me, I look at that and I think that's hopeful. I feel hopeful. And I can hold that vision in my mind of 6 months being when things open up and then 10 months being when things go back to some kind of normal. And the more that I hold that vision and the more that you hold that vision and the more that 100 people, 10,000 people, 100,000 people hold that vision, then we tap into that possible outcome and the energy of our focus makes it more likely to happen that way than if we think the opposite. If we think the opposite and most of us think the opposite, then we're going to have the opposite experience collectively.
Wow.
As a collective.
Wow. And I think really, you know, we're talking about an energy. And we're talking about an individual energy and a collective energy. Mm-hmm. But what you're really referencing, and especially the work you do, Megan, is you help us fine tune these talents and skills and gifts we have, not because we forget them. I think because we become distracted by everything else around us, mm-hmm. trying to convince us we don't have these skills. That you really don't know things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and part of this too, you're not just doing it on the show, but you have created ways to do it. I want to ask you, please tell folks how they can find out more about you. Thank you for today. And also how they can work with you.
Absolutely. And today was a total pleasure, Pat. I was so looking forward to this program. There's so many puns that we could come up with around time, right? It was the perfect time for this. Yes. So people, I mean, I would love for people to come and work with me. They can find me on through my website, which is meganedge.ca. And there's ways on the website to contact me. There's also links to our YouTube channel through the website, all the courses and programs that I offer, including the upcoming 8 Power Steps to Becoming a Master Manifester. This is an online live 8-week program. We have a private Facebook room where we do the learning and sharing and supporting of each other between the live classes that are on Monday mornings. If you miss the class, I record it. It goes into the group. I'd love to see you there. This what we've been working with today, the 12-month energy session. We had our caller, Kathy, was able to get that, hopefully. And I look forward to seeing her. But if you're interested in having a 12-month energy reading, just reach out to me. Find me through my website. Find me on Facebook at Megan Edge Healing. Find me on LinkedIn at Megan Edge Healing. YouTube at Megan Edge Healing. It's all about the healing. Just find the healing. You'll find me.
I love it. Megan Edge, again, also there are copies of her book available, ways for you to connect with Megan, as well as tap into some of the amazing webinars and classes she is creating. Thank you so much for today. Leave us with that personal message.
Well, I'm going to say this. I look forward to seeing you all again next month and the month after that and the month after that. I look forward to connecting. There's something really important about looking forward. It gives us hope. It gives us direction. It gives us motivation. You can create what you want from your life and out of your life with that focus and that intention and that looking forward.
You've been listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network, providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. If you've missed any part of this episode or want to find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.